I want to talk about personal learning networks. I've really come to love my personal learning network, and it's a real central part now of everything I do. I think the first thing I want to say about them is that it's absolutely vital to practice what you preach. If you're encouraging your students to work in groups, collaborate, share, connect, etc., then you need to be doing it yourself. And I know that my students really like the idea, and I often even demonstrate it in front of them by, say, perhaps using Twitter to ask a question and see the answers come up on the screen and people tweeting back information to me. And students themselves, there has been some recent research to suggest that those teachers that are involved and are part of a community themselves and using technology in that way will transfer those skills and literacies to their students. And so I think it's absolutely vital that we're doing that. I think another key thing that comes out of a personal learning network is the literacy. In other words, that you learn new skills and you learn about sharing, you learn about transferring information, and then of course you learn about siphoning information and collating information and organizing information, etc. I think another really interesting about a personal learning network is the formality thing. In the old days, teaching was the teachers, the power, passing the information to the students. When you're working in a personal learning network, sometimes you are the provider of information, but then sometimes you're the person that needs the information. And so there's different power structures. So one minute you're providing, but then the next minute someone else is providing to you. And so there's a kind of breakdown of formality, and I think that's really, really important, and it's a very important part of education as well. And of course this breaks down this whole idea of ownership, because we're kind of like trying to share information, and people will then take your information and connect it to other pieces of information they've got to produce new knowledge. And this is absolutely vital to the way that we're learning now. And so again, having a personal learning network helps you to develop and understand that. It breaks down the idea of ownership, that you own something, and you now move into this whole idea that we're sharing our knowledge and information with people around us. And of course, we benefit massively from that because we can receive from so many people. In fact, it's interesting because, in a way, the other thing about working in a personal learning network is that it's a kind of the direction of the information, because now you use your personal learning network to pull what you need. So whereas in kind of formal teaching circumstances before, the teacher was there and was passing information to you that you either needed or you didn't, now if you're working on a project or an activity where you can use your personal learning network to grab the information that you require, so it's kind of more like a pull technology than a push technology, and I think that's also really important. So I've talked about pedagogy and practice what you preach. I've talked about formality. I've talked about the ownership of information. I think one of the most important things, though, is this whole idea of connectivism. I've actually got the quote because it's one of my favourite things. One of my favourite articles, and I think it's got the guy called Siemens, and I'm just going to read one quote from here. He says, "The pipe is more important." I say it's a he, it could be a she actually. "The pipe is more important than the content within the pipe." And I think this is really true and really interesting. In other words, developing a social network, developing connections or personal learning network, developing connections, developing these pipes in a way is more important than the knowledge that's actually being passed through them, because once you've got the pipes in place and you've developed your network, you have got access to the information you require, because you can reach out to your personal learning network and get the support you require. So in other words, that in itself becomes a goal and something that we need to teach to students, how they can develop their own personal learning networks and why the pipes and getting the pipes in place is nearly as important as the actual knowledge that goes through them. Finally, last point, and probably the nicest one, is personal learning networks are so personal and so sociable. And when I go now to a conference and I meet up with groups that I've met connected with through Twitter, through Facebook, and suddenly I turn up a conference and I'm not sitting there stuck in the corner on my own, not knowing anyone. I've got a whole group of people that I'm meeting, often for the first time, and we've already been connecting and chatting on the internet. It is completely transformed how I experience in a conference, and I just love them so much more because of it.